Blog Talk Radio.
Go! Hello. I'm Chuck Landington, and you're about to get creamed on by an all-new Metal Injection live cast. But first, here's my impression of what Rob is doing at the Golden God Awards right now. Slurp, 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 cough, slurp, slurp. Boy, you sure taste good, random record labeled by. Here's the show.
That's right, Rob, that Golden God Awards.
Was that an oral sex joke?
I don't know if it means that he's actually performing oral sex or like he's just metaphorically
Lerp,
sucking.
Maybe. Lerp, maybe they're Lerp at a malt shop.
Oh.
It's possible.
Well, knowing Chuck, I would say probably he was making a dirtier joke than that.
Oh, hi, Metallica. Slurp, slurp, slurp.
You think? Slurp. I don't think Rob would slurp, slurp Metallica.
Really?
I think so, more like Mark McGrath.
Oh!
Rob is sort of the Mark McGrath of metal websites, isn't he?
I think he's on Celebrity Apprentice next season.
No, Rob or Mark McGrath?
No, Mark McGrath's right now.
Mark McGrath is on Celebrity Apprentice.
That's why the joke is he was next season as Rob.
Oh, that's sad.
He's not on anymore, actually. He got kicked off.
He got the
so Rob would be like a combination of Mark McGrath and Meatloaf, who are both on right now.
And Gary Busey.
Well.
And Lisa Rinna.
Well, the lips. Oh, yeah, yeah. All the lips.
And Star Jones.
Yeah.
We're just naming them, right?
Yeah.
The skinny Star Jones. That wasn't new.
Well, the skinny Star Jones is on the show now.
Right.
There's a skinny Star Jones?
Yeah, she got the stomach staple thing, I think.
I need to see a picture of
that. Like the John Popper business.
I wasn't aware of that. Mm-hmm. How does she look?
The face looks still the same.
She
like
sort of looks like the alien from Mac and Me.
She
does. Yeah. She's bug-eyed and weird.
I'm looking at Star Jones now.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Metal Injection livecast, everybody.
Oh, she looks disgusting. She looks terrible.
Yeah.
Yep.
I wouldn't go that far. She
no.
Terrible.
She looks alien-like.
Jenny, can you put the mic closer to your mouth?
She's a 50-year-old black woman that
closer
used to
still,
be
Jenny.
400 pounds.
Put it inside your mouth.
Well, I'm not. I'm fine with grading on a curve. If you want to say that she used to look even worse, mm-hmm, I'll agree with that.
She
doesn't look good.
She's absolutely a nicer person, it seems like, now than...
She seems like a flaming
what?
Bitch.
Really?
Yeah. She was a horrendous person when she was fat, which doesn't make sense to me, because I think the heavier you are, the nicer you should be, because mm-hmm, people don't like you to begin with.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that now that she's skinny, she's making
like
up for all that lost time of when she could be condescending to people. Because
huh,
if you're fat and condescending, then, people definitely don't like you.
I guess. But regardless, she looks terrible, I would say. Morbid Toast in the chat said, I thought Darren liked black chicks. I do like black chicks, but I don't like every single fucking black
just
chick.
Just the trinnies.
I don't. No, that's not true. I like American black girls, too. But
trannies?
Trinidadian Trinidadian girls.
Oh, okay.
And Dominican.
Yeah.
What about Tobago?
I had a bagel this morning.
Wait a minute, it's Passover. You're not
yeah
allowed to have it.
By the way, Passover is today, and it's also 4/20.
Yeah.
And
which
Passover
is Hitler's
wasn't
birthday
yesterday?
Yeah.
Well,
Passover
like,
is like
it last
days
a week. Yeah.
I have no idea.
Jews like to extend things and to milk
like
the holiday as much as possible. Like their noses. That's
some
correct.
Jews like to extend things into black chicks.
True.
Today's like the last important day of Passover.
Wait, how do they feel that also today is Hitler's birthday? That's kind
mm-hmm
of a
Hitler. Hitler.
Whoa,
Hitler.
Whoa,
Jesus Christ.
Whoa.
Calm down, miss.
What was that?
What? I mean,
Hitler, Hitler, Hitler? The fuck did
Jenny
that come
likes
from
dominance, and, you know.
You could chant Columbine instead.
Who's more dominant than Hitler?
She just wants to hear that bang song.
I don't have it. Oh, we can pretend I have the other one. I have the movies. I don't know.
Also on anniversary of Columbine.
Shoot, I made a...
No pun intended.
I don't have to plug my
I made
computer
Google for the occasion, but I totally forgot to bring it.
You also forgot your dinner at Burger King when you got here.
Yeah, tell that story.
It really isn't a story as much as a sad, sad reality that I went to the drive-thru of Burger King and drove off without my food.
Really?
I'm like, here you go. Thank you. Bye.
What do you
got
get
a drink at least, right?
I got a drink. I gave them $7 and I drove off.
$7 worth of Burger King. Did you buy the whole left side of the menu?
No, I got a number 4.
Burger King? Are you kidding?
$7.01.
What's number 4?
Whopper Jr.
It's still $7.
Yeah.
It's 99 cents. Whopper Jr. is 99 cents.
A Whopper Jr. meal. I got the large because I wanted the large drink.
Did you get
drink.
4 Whopper Juniors?
Like no, I got 1 Whopper Jr. meal that I didn't
cookies.
Even eat the whole. I ate.
And a pumpkin pie.
Not even a half of it.
A trough of Diet Coke.
Oh. Did you go back? So you went back and got it. You went back and got it.
I went back and got it. And they were just staring at me like, stoner, get it together.
Were they foreigners?
Of course.
I fucking hate foreigners.
What kind
Why
of Why
they were so nice?
No, the band. I don't like
them. Oh,
come on, man. They're not bad.
They're not. I mean, it's nostalgic.
They're no Foghat.
They're no Bad Company either, but they're not bad.
They're no Five Finger Death Punch covering Bad Company
either. Oh, can we not?
Oh, yeah. That happened.
Can we not get back on that, please? That was so awful.
Yeah, so we never really opened the show properly. We should explain why Rob is not here and how appropriate.
Let's hear it. We got a little backing music for
Rob. So Rob is at the Revolver Golden God Awards right now in his shiny silver jacket.
He has a white Michael Jackson jacket.
I saw the picture. It's retarded.
He looks like a swollen Kanye West, basically.
That was the surprise. I don't know if that was just a bad picture or if Rob gained some weight, but that
Someone on Facebook, I guess he posted that on that picture on Facebook too, and somebody was like, "You look like Michael Jackson's gay Iranian cousin."
Oh,
good one, Ross.
Yeah.
I thought he looked very dashing.
It was a nice. It's a nice jacket. It just doesn't like. I don't. It doesn't fit what he's doing.
Well, it's very sheep's head based. So
well,
look.
Really
when
you say fit what he's doing, do you mean being fat?
Oh
no.
Listen,
on the black carpet, you're really nasty.
You're a nasty, nasty little man.
It's very competitive on the black carpet, and you know he really has to like shove his way through and get the artist's
white
attention.
Members only jacket.
He's here
exactly.
to avoid now. It's like, oh, it's that guy.
No,
keep
his jacket is made out of magnets. Basically.
Oh. So he's like a metal version of Nardwar.
Fucking magnets.
It's fashionable, that shiny stuff now.
No, oh, yeah. Fashionable where? In a dance club in Sheepshead Bay, like I said? Where?
In the chat, Dusty Rhodes' forehead said, Jenny calling other people nasty is funny.
So's his username.
Am I nasty? I'm not a nasty person at all.
Crickets.
5 minutes ago, before we went on air, you were talking about how nasty you are.
We were talking about our
literally.
Shit.
Nasty as
yeah,
you
what was
be.
The shit discussion about?
But not mean. What was the shit?
Well,
did?
First
it
had
to take a shit and then failed.
Yeah, it was a false alarm.
But
really?
you wasted
out?
You
I
wasted
farted
poopery,
in
though.
And we felt bad for sin.
He poopery'd the bowl and then didn't shit in it.
Yeah, like
that's
a
why you should poopery
Sid,
after.
Sometimes if
no.
you put your finger in there and you shake it a little, it might loosen the stool and
bottle of Heinz.
If you push,
it could happen.
I don't
if you
know. Maybe
the smaller your back and stick your.
If you push inward on your taint towards your anus,
that doesn't work.
No.
What? That doesn't work at all.
Why, you've tried it?
Sometimes if you kneel down and then put the side of your face against the floor with your ass in the air, that helps that too. Just kind of.
Sometimes I like to put my legs up on something.
My legs are always up.
Like you're driving a go-kart on the toilet.
It really helps. It is. Well, you're supposed to be sitting, squatting while you go poopy. That's
Jesus.
No.
Yes. Why? You don't feel like...
People did that before. Toilets were invented.
People,
mean you're supposed
that's how
to
they do it, too.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you're supposed to.
Yes, it is.
But
that's
no,
how you're supposed to
with
poop.
No
yeah,
Moses came down and like, this is how you're supposed to take a dump.
It was.
No. Throughout evolution, when you know, from when we were
we learned,
on four legs,
no,
we evolved.
We were never on four legs.
Thou shalt
I keep
poop
telling
spread
you.
Eagles.
Hey. Sid's on three
we
legs right now.
Give me that sound effect.
Legs.
Give me the Moses.
Two legs, two arms.
Thou shalt poop. No, that's
no,
not
that's
it.
Not it.
Why isn't it working?
Oh, forget it.
No, I want to hear this
The
now.
Moment has passed.
Oh, this is why.
Why?
Okay, go ahead.
I have... No. See? I created the universe. I can't get a damn sound effect out of this board. You incompetent Israeli. You are no longer chosen. Come on.
Go back to the ammunition museum.
That sounds like I'm talking into a tin can. That's not echo. All right. Forget it. It's over.
Whoa, all right.
Noah, when you are home and like no one's here, you have no guests, yeah, and you gotta rip a nasty shit off, do you use the poopery?
Or no, of course not.
It's like you revel in your own poop, right?
She uses her mattress.
I like the way it smells.
I agree, Ed, but all right. This happened.
I always look and I always smell.
The other day, I don't know, I guess I like in the middle of my sleep, like 4 hours through, I got up to take a shit. I flushed it. I went back to bed. You know,
you really, in the middle of the night, you wake up to dump?
This one time. It's not like an everyday thing. So, and then I wake up like 4 hours later and I go, what's that fucking smell? Like the whole house
oh,
was infested. Not on purpose, but like a big log popped up out of the thing. And it was just festering there for like 4 hours.
Like a brontosaurus neck out of the bowl.
It smelled up the whole house.
Wait,
like,
did you go back and look at it and see how it disintegrated
yes.
in the water?
No, it didn't.
Like did you start seeing layers of
there was
like
no
food?
Layers. It was a whole log still intact.
That
right.
means you're really healthy. Like, really healthy.
I guess not. It didn't get all the way down.
That's
it's just,
the worst.
I didn't check. Usually I'll check my poop after, but I was like half asleep.
No, there was just the other day at work I chipped off a massive growler, and I really felt the urge to like call people in there. It was the first time in a long time. Like it was I had a good Dairy Queen swirl.
Wow.
Going. You should have taken a picture of it.
I know. Oh.
Wait, I would like.
Excuse
me for one second. I would like to interrupt this conversation to say happy 420, Jenny.
Oh.
Happy
cheers.
Yeah.
Did you get her a present?
Happy Columbine.
Oh, we didn't mention it. Did we mention it? I don't know if I missed it, but it's Noah's birthday also.
Birthday is on Friday.
Right, but we're celebrating your birthday.
We're celebrating today. Exactly.
Now, are we doing anything with the callers? Like, will you have to do something every time a caller calls?
They can call me and I can smoke every time.
Well,
can
you do that
anyway?
Do you
have anyway, a bong here? Could you do like a massive bong rip or something?
Why? I could just...
Oh, we do have a mini bong.
We do.
You're like never not smoking, though.
Yeah.
That's not true.
I mean, I guess, but she like it does. It's not going to add to her.
Okay,
vinyl.
So what do you want me to do? A cartwheel?
A shot?
No.
Do like Rob?
I have to go to work tomorrow.
Vodka enema.
I've learned from Rob's mistake.
Okay, well something. We got to do something.
When was the last time you changed this bong water?
Oh,
I don't know.
There's a turd floating in it.
You have poopery in your bong.
Poopery
yeah.
in your bong.
I haven't used it.
Oh wait, okay, wait. While we're on Noah's birthday and shit at the same time.
Wait, and people can call. What's the number, Sean?
He doesn't know.
I don't know. 847-975.
Whoa, that's someone's number. Hold on.
That's my number.
Well, just you only have to try 10,000 numbers now, and you got the first six. It's 646-929-1357. That's the number to call to wish Noah a happy birthday.
Or just to talk to us.
Or a happy 420 or Pesach or whatever else.
Whatever.
Sukkot? Sukkot? Is that's in October, right? What is Sukkot?
What do you
I don't
September?
Know what that is.
What is they have it? To eat in a little cottage or something.
Yeah, you got to build a little house outside your house and eat all your meals inside of it. So,
yeah, fun.
Like a dog house?
And you have to build
it
out of
like
palm out of palm tree leaves.
I think it's just
a
scam, like some
it's
construction guy. You know, like
it's a cute
there's
holiday.
No Jews in construction, Darren. What are you talking about?
Can you just rent a tent? Or do you have to build it?
No, it's a special. They have special suck it stores that you can
suck
buy
it. Suck it.
Sukkis.
They say sukkis, yeah. Sukkah. And the thing that you eat inside of is called a sukkah also.
Right.
Right? Which is confusing.
Sukkah, sukkah.
And tukkis.
Sukkis, sukkah now.
Tukkis is your booty.
Tukkis is a butt?
But that's Yiddish.
Yeah.
Oh.
Not Hebrew.
All right. What's
I
the difference?
I all my little black
Hebrew is the ancient
is.
Language that the Jews spoke in Israel, and Yiddish is like a German dialect that Jews speak in Europe.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's really not spoken anymore.
And in Brooklyn.
But
yeah,
Greg.
Yeah.
Mostly in Brooklyn and in the Lower East.
Our friend Greg that's been on the show is like a retro Jew. Like, he hangs out with a bunch of Jews that all speak
Yiddish.
He's
in a klezmer
sure.
band.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's klezmer serious
core?
About it.
See, the thing with him is he wasn't born Jewish. He converted. So
is
I think
true?
He feels like he has to make up for lost
do
time.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, it's true.
No. Really?
Yeah, yeah.
I swear, he looks Jewish to me.
No, he's a convert.
Did he do it for the jokes?
I think
Greg
did he do it for the jokes?
It's not gold.
I thought he... Let's not say his last name if you don't want
to. It's not gold.
Oh, sorry,
but, no, he converted. So I think he's just making up for lost time by like being more Jewish than all the born Jews that he knows.
I thought he was just born like a secular Jew and then became religiously...
I'm fairly certain he converted. He might have even had that late in life circumcision like you, though. He was younger than you when he had it.
But
he was
chose.
He was like a teenager, yeah.
No. never. I want it back.
Maybe he could call in and tell us the story of his journey into Jewhood.
Oh,
okay. And Pesach.
Oh, that's right off of Bedford Avenue, right?
Jewhood, yeah.
That's my hood.
You're soaking in it.
I wish I could have my foreskin back. I'd wear it like a little coat.
Oh.
I would like to have your foreskin in a vial on a necklace.
Really? Why?
Yeah.
Is that from something?
That's
or I just feel the closest.
Angelina Jolie.
Oh, that's the gayest.
Yes.
That's the gayest. You sure?
Yeah, I would like to
not
have another
big
man's foreskin hanging off my neck. Is pretty damn
okay.
Gay.
So maybe you're not talking about the Gigolo show last week wasn't the gayest.
Oh, let's get into that.
Actually.
God, Darren, you weren't here.
What?
I have to tell you.
Go ahead. I thought you talking about eating pussy last week was pretty gay.
That was gay, but.
That was mega gay.
Okay.
You don't lick buttholes because you said it was gay. I heard that. I listened to it yesterday.
Whatever, it's
so,
true.
The gigolo, go.
Friday night, Noah, myself, and my sister decided to sit down and catch up on the DVR shows that we haven't watched. Uh-huh. So we're getting down. It's like...
You're getting down?
Jenny, you're not supposed to tell them that part.
So gay.
We're sitting on the couch getting ready, and we're looking through the DVR. And Noah and I get so excited because I decided to DVR Gigolos because Rob told us to watch it because it was such a great show. About 3.5 minutes into the show, we're just staring with our mouth agape and our eyes wide open.
What about our buttholes?
Because they gave
gotcha. That's why you don't walk away from the table.
Oh, I know.
Then I take your jokes and I say them.
I cut down on my alcohol.
This is the gayest show I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, like 3 minutes into the show, they already showed a penis.
Right, no, and my sister's looking at me like, why are we watching
erect?
Porn on your couch?
But was it gay or was it just a penis? Was there gay
things
going on?
The gayest part was the guy, like, was... It was...
But was
okay,
it with another man?
The gayest part was that this show is about five guys in Vegas who sell their bodies for money, and they're proud of it. And they're also very, very flamboyant.
Yeah, flaming.
But they sleep with women, though.
Yes, but like the way that they film the show, like these guys are always doing everything together. Like they're going to lunch together.
Ooh.
They're going to the gym together. Sometimes they have to all work together.
So it's like Sex in the City with men.
They go underwear shopping together.
Oh, yeah.
They go to the shooting range together.
Yeah. Forgot about that.
I haven't seen the episode yet, but I watched the clips that were on the Showtime's website, and it's straight up, no joke. These are flaming homosexuals that are making money because they look good fucking like women that can't get anyone.
But they don't admit that they're gay? Like,
there was a good 20 minutes on how this guy was talking about how if he doesn't find the woman... sexually attractive, how he really has to go deep inside himself to find something that he connects with in order to, you know, seem like he's really enjoying it.
Yeah.
And that's with an 18-inch black dildo.
I'm like,
one guy had sideburns that look like lightning bolts.
Oh.
Really?
Was it Vinnie Paul?
Those
what?
Were great.
No.
Come on, was it Lash LaRue? Only Darren gets that joke, but that's fine with me.
He's an old wrestler.
The whole second episode was about a foursome that they had to have.
Uh-huh. We had to have it. It was so disgusting.
And they had
there
to
were women
up.
There.
And like, no. There's, okay.
I just got my nails done.
So this woman hired them to have an orgy. Mm-hmm.
Just with themselves?
No. And her as you know, a place to put their penises.
Which was more a gangbang then?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
A gangbang.
Okay. Right. So like they showed two of the guys in the bathroom talking about why one guy just didn't want to participate while the woman is fucking this other guy in the bed and he's saying to the other guy who's standing by the bed, Yo, dude, you gotta get in this.
What? When they were in the bathroom arguing, was Lars Ulrich there watching them?
Yes, he was blow drying his hair. But on low so that he could hear what they're saying.
The whole show was just uncomfortable to watch. It was horrendous.
It made us all feel very uneasy.
We're like, why would he tell us several times how great the show is. And he's just really into it, and I was horrified. Especially because my little sister was like, you guys are really getting into some weird stuff now. I don't know if I could be hanging around you guys.
Now,
it's weird.
Is this better or worse than him watching RuPaul's Drag Race? Which he also watches.
Way worse, because at least RuPaul's Drag Race.
No penises.
It's all about.
No, it's
they're
all penises.
They're celebrating their
faggotiness,
and it doesn't matter. Okay, like everybody's in it. It's fun. It's fun. It's a good time.
It doesn't pretend
it's
to be reprehensible.
It's right. It's not a bunch of gay guys just hanging around jerking each other off, telling each other that they're not gay.
Okay, wait. There was this one episode where all of them had to fight for a job. And the job was basically to escort this really creepy old lady to, like, a banquet, and then I guess she fucks them after. So, like, they were all competing, and they all had to go.
Greco-Roman wrestling?
Huh?
Was it Greco-Roman wrestling?
No, it was a limousine ride around the block.
Yeah, it was a limousine ride around the block. And they all had to try to, like, you know, sweet-talk her and stuff. Mm. It was... I mean, I like some weird shit, but...
Yeah.
Watching that made me feel really uncomfortable.
That made you feel uncomfortable.
They did get a new black guy in the group, and they were all like, it's time to get some chocolate up in here.
Oh, yeah. Chocolate in the chocolate is what they're talking about. Chocolate up the fudge tunnel.
So are they just all like girlfriends, or do they actually fuck each other? Like, what do you think?
That might be revealed later on in the season.
Yeah, I'm certain they're homosexual. There's one guy that I'm iffy about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a total kind of surfer, weird, holistic guy that's just, like, into lots of stuff.
You think,
the blonde
one? You think the blonde one is not gay?
No, I don't think he's gay. I just think he's... Well,
the blonde.
Really,
it's probably
burnt out.
It's probably similar to how, you know, strippers all end up diking out with each other because all the guys they're surrounded by are so gross. If you're a male prostitute, you're probably surrounded by these, like, disgusting women that
the
like,
women
are right,
disgusting.
Compared to this 80-year-old woman, I guess maybe a cock's
really
not so bad.
Thin.
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know.
Is it ever
going
to get that bad for you that you're going to turn to somebody and say, yeah, that
married.
Cock looks good?
He's getting married.
But that's what I'm saying.
But yeah,
I'm
maybe
20, saying.
30 years.
I mean, watching the show are probably thinking, man, that cock looks good. If you're taking time out of your week
to
watch
that show.
Wait, watching our show? No, Gigolos. No. I mean, I feel like if you're only sitting down to watch that show.
Well yeah. our show only has about 5% less penis than Gigolos does.
Yeah, when Odorous was here, man, I got...
Oh, dear Lord.
That was literal.
Cock meat sandwich. You guys all didn't...
Thank
yeah,
God.
But usually you guys aren't like... tapping the tips of your cocks together.
You're not, and you're not doing that at the clothing store
like
while you're in the dressing room.
That's not your high five.
Oh.
What?
Well,
that's something they actually do on the show.
Oh my God, they really went into dressing rooms together
five?
And
cock high
five. It was ridiculous.
I can't believe I was like 15 feet away from Odorous with his penis out. How did
yeah.
I not see that?
How am I?
It's for the best.
I'm happy I didn't see it. I just don't know how he was here.
Are you
live.
Really happy
yeah,
to see it?
Yes, I am.
When he was sitting there?
Yeah, but well, he got
he
up.
Was
to,
very
wait,
scary.
He got up to go to the bathroom. He came back and they told me that his penis, he didn't zip his pants up and his penis was hanging out.
I looked
I
away before it was
it.
Completely
didn't
exposed.
Right. I saw a little bit of it.
I saw it.
We have a phone caller.
Bruno
online.
Saw it. Totally.
Bruno,
he was like,
Bruno thought it was a sausage.
Well, Bruno loves the cock, too.
He licked Odorous's cock. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. He almost bit it, probably.
I mean, well, Odorous did call for Rob to come to the bathroom to help him, and that's when his cock was out. So I'm assuming Rob had seen it, too.
Well, maybe while he was holding it. He
right,
did.
Exactly. Can you just shaking it off a little bit?
All right, who do we have on the phone balls?
On the phone balls, we have, if it would let me connect, okay, we have 801.
801, you're on the air. What's your name?
Happy birthday, Noah.
Thank you.
Who is this?
Who is this?
Brandon.
Hi, Brandon. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Enjoying my 420.
Yeah, you smoking weed?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
No,
now
you're
shooting
gotta
up school.
It.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wait, the bong, or can I just take any hit?
No, off the bong.
Well, he
okay.
could be enjoying 420 without
better.
Smoking.
Hits from the bong, makes you live long.
Somehow we should like combine the Pesach and the 420 together. Like make a
what
bong.
What is that word?
Of,
what is this shit?
A bong out of a shofar?
Or a menorah?
This is kosher Passover
week. We should
so in honor of 420 and Noah's birthday, and in memory of Rob, One of the guys who smoked some weed in Rob's place.
Yeah, Sydney should smoke up.
Yeah, no.
Sydney's not going to smoke.
Go ahead, Sean. You smoke once in a while anyway.
Yeah, I know. But I'm drinking.
Why don't you just pretend to smoke and then it'll be...
Oh, wow, man.
You drink
this
every
is some trippy
night.
Shit, man.
You drink from probably 5 o'clock in the afternoon on the weekends, 1.
Dude, I drink in the mornings. I drink at 4 in the morning.
Come on, Sean.
Sid, that was a fake acid trip, not
no,
a...
It's all the same
trippy
thing.
Shit.
Sean, oh, there's Sean. Sean's
yeah.
smoking.
Yeah. Happy 420. Oh, man.
Sean,
are you 420?
You're tripping balls now.
Now take your clothes off.
Okay, I'll do that. No, I'm getting love
Bend
handles.
Bend over the chair.
I don't
Let
like
me
it.
See. Yeah. It's because you're in love. She's not going to love you anymore. She's not going to love you anymore unless you get rid of that shit.
Oh, my goodness.
It's because I do no exercise whatsoever. I drink like 8 beers a day.
Yep.
Honey, you like doing that a little too much.
I do. Because that's what I do.
She's
look at that
filling him up
guy.
Now.
Ew. Looks like a beer barrel.
I said
you
I look like a lowercase b. No, I used to have Ryan Reynolds V, and now I have Ryan Reynolds not V.
Why do you know so much about Ryan Reynolds' torso?
I mean, I get Entertainment Weekly.
Touche.
Yes.
Pesach edition.
Speaking of reading, I want to give this to Noah on her birthday as well.
What do you got there?
I got the one of the best books I've read in like the past probably 5 years.
Mm.
It's called Wetlands, and everyone should read it. It's about a girl who is like 18 years old, and she has a shaving accident while shaving her privates.
Yeah.
Ew.
She had a hemorrhoid.
Story?
No. Maybe. I don't know. She had like a hernia or hemorrhoid polyp, and she shaved it off on accident when she was shaving her butthole. And so she had to go to the hospital. And then while in the hospital, while she's killing time, there's this whole subplot of her like thinking back to all of her other sexual escapades, and it's also a subplot of her trying to get her divorced parents back together. But it's so graphic about her and her ass, and like when she when she has her period, she winds up toilet paper and puts it in there. She doesn't use tampons, and she likes to save them, kind of like put them places around so people will find them. And she like just really
have they optioned this to the movie rights yet? Or
I really hope so. But, I mean, it's being like billed as some kind of fucking feminist shit, but it's more just like
it's starring Helen Mirren.
Being as like,
anything that any book that involves a menstrual cycle is feminist.
But
that's pretty much all.
Menstrual cycle. This is like pussy juice. This is like shitting.
Pussy
this is
juice?
Fucking. Yeah, this is like meeting some guy at a fruit stand. He
Can
told
you
her he wants.
Pussy juice again.
Just tell the whole story.
Pussy
so
juice.
We don't have to read it. You're like halfway there already.
Sid, say pussy juice again.
Pussy juice.
Pussy juice.
Why does that amuse you so much? I don't understand.
Does that sound like juice?
We had one person in this room going Hitler, 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 and now pussy juice. That side of the console is scaring the shit out of me.
And shoot the kids at school.
Wait
a second. Someone starts talking about Zyklon B. I'm getting the fuck out of here.
That's banned, isn't it?
I don't know what,
what
that is.
Real. Of course it's banned. It's the gas that they
no,
use to
a
kill
band.
The Jews. Oh.
Oh.
There
oh,
is a
it?
Band.
Oh, oh
I
yeah,
think
no,
there
is.
Band what? Too, and I was like, yeah, that's, yeah, probably.
What's the Rasher Trash?
I know that.
That's a very offensive band name.
Well, I mean, I think that's what they're going for.
Yeah.
You want to hear a little Zyklon B?
I mean, there had to be other uses for it.
We have warfare.
Kill
yeah,
aphids.
Right, yeah. They use it to fertilize grass.
No, it's good to aphids on plants.
Warfare, mental orgasm.
How can I get my hands on some of that?
Blood soil.
I totally
orgasm.
Blacked out the last
I already
3 minutes
the
of conversation.
Mental orgasm. Here it is.
Talking to me?
Sid, take a hit for 420.
Come on,
Sid. Sid. Do it.
Nope.
Sid.
All right, so we got a Zyklon B. All right, it's top of the hour. We got a little Zyklon B for you. Remember, we'll be giving away Zyklon B tickets at 8:45.
I like it.
You like it, but they don't like you.
That makes it work even better.
Okay, well, that's that. Anyone want to thrash that?
No thrash.
Really?
I heard Sid has a new song.
That's potential.
Sid has a new song?
Sid, you can't have a song?
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it. I trashed that.
I want to hear it.
What are you talking about?
I want to hear your little jingle and dance that you made up.
Oh, that my fiance posted on Facebook. No, yep. That's something she said.
Hey, I didn't see that.
Here
it's not something I made up at all. Yeah, this is it.
Sid has a new dance and
Sid,
jingle.
You sound good. That's good, Sid. You should release that.
I did.
No, really, what is this song? What are you talking about?
It's nothing. It's something I posted on my fiance's Facebook that she said that somehow Jenny thinks is something I said.
What did she say?
You have a dance for it, though.
No, I don't.
Yes, I was told
that's not true, though. But it's not true.
And then it's fabulous.
I've never seen Sid dance. I've known Sid 10 years.
Sid has never danced. That's the point.
You just walk around naked and just slap your cock against your belly?
Oh!
What?
I don't know.
Really?
I don't know if it's long enough to.
That's called
my lower belly.
That's called the tambourine man. Well, right?
Arrest.
Do you do ridiculous things like that now that you're living with your fiance?
No.
What have you? You haven't changed anything.
Do you do it in private in the bathroom?
That story sucks.
No. No.
What?
What? That story sucks.
Yeah, listen, I never said it was good.
Do you ever tuck in and show her?
Yeah.
Your pretty vagina?
No.
Did you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
No. No.
Doo-doo.
Please, when you go home tonight.
I feel like I walk a fine line between being barely fuckable and being not fuckable at all, and that might finally burn that line down.
Well,
that's not true. You're highly fuckable.
Oh,
Sid.
Thank you.
Why don't you fuck him then?
Because I don't have those urges towards Sid. Sid's in a relationship, and I happen to really like his girlfriend.
But if she was single, you'd have sex with him.
No.
Because I wouldn't clean her house.
We wouldn't be in a relationship.
So?
You don't fuck people that you're going to be in a relationship with.
How's he fuckable then? If you don't...
I only fuck people that I'm going to be in a relationship with.
Unless it's women in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah,
women don't count towards your numbers, Sid. I keep trying to tell you guys.
If you just
that's how I feel
it,
about
women
voting,
don't count.
Too.
Yeah. It's like half a point or a quarter.
No, it's not.
No, how many broads have you been with?
None. I'm not attracted to broads.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
you are.
You said you were in porn.
I find them attractive, and I like watching them in porn, but
you wouldn't do anything with them.
But you like watching a girl be a dirty girl in porn.
Yes.
Okay. Is that more because
that's you too, right?
Of social restrictions, or you don't want to like be seen as a dyke or something?
No, I would be completely open to it, but I don't settle for women or for men, and I haven't found the right girl
yet. You like to be filled up, right?
What?
She's going
to
call
her. You like to be filled up?
Filled up?
With cock.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, woman.
I just like it when you're specific, Sean. I just want to hear you say cock.
With penis.
Say pussy juice.
Say pussy juice again.
Pussy juice.
Oh, jeez. I'm leaving.
You're trying too hard.
Sean, can you teach me how to do those rings?
I don't know how to do the rings. I can only do the exhale out of one nostril.
Well, I can do that too. I mean,
I can't do the rings. I can't do it.
You have to put your tongue in the middle of your mouth, and you have to hold the
smoke
in your mouth
be?
And then blow it.
And then you put the pussy juice.
Oh, Sid says we have a phone call.
Phone call. Oh, I don't.
I just want to say, if you guys are calling us and we don't answer right away, it's because we're really high and we're not paying attention.
And I'm I'm on mic. I'm not answering.
Or we're in the middle of a sentence, so just wait. We'll get to it eventually.
I can answer.
Okay.
Phone.
Well, now we have 954.
Turn your speakers down, please. Hello.
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 Hi. What is that, Florida?
How are you doing?
You have to turn down your speaker.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you can't have this conversation.
Your last warning.
Okay. There you go.
All right. What's your name?
Curtis. Curtis.
Hi, Curtis. What's on your mind today?
I was just wanting to wish Noah a happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much, Curtis.
How old are you, Noah?
Yeah, no problem.
How old?
I am almost 15.
Okay. I was going to ask you that next, but Noah, how old are you?
I'm almost double your age.
Wow. Almost? Or you are double his age?
No, I'm not double his age. I'm going to be 28.
28, okay.
Still have two more days.
Yeah,
do you feel this?
Yeah.
Just a giant belch in this, to my left.
Sorry. It's going to smell.
Was that you or Sean that did that? Oh, okay.
Sean ate chow mein before this.
It had a very...
Chow mein, beer, cigarettes, Tootsie Roll Pops.
It had a very
hey,
male...
Hey, where you thought, can I have some Tootsie Roll?
Yeah, they're delicious.
No, not on the mic.
I won't
have it. You're not allowed to eat on the mic.
Sid just won't talk for 2 hours. It had a very male baritone to it, that belch, but I don't know.
Thank you.
So is there any birthday wishes you have to give Noah, Curtis?
Well, I hope she has a great birthday and keep it metal.
Okay, I will.
Keep it anything else. Keep it metal.
Thank you, Curtis.
Thank you, Curtis. And now, Noah has put together a prog block, a prog rock block.
Wait, hold on. Can you do the voice?
Oh, okay, sure.
Wait, okay.
So if anyone needs to take a dump or get a sandwich or something.
No, say it like Rob would say it. You have to say prog rock block.
Later in the hour, we'll have a prog rock block.
Is that good?
No, that's not how Rob does it.
I can't.
Hollywood. Hooray for Hollywood. We're going to have a progressive rock block.
Is that good?
I kind of like the sound of progressive block of rock or prog.
A progressive block of rock.
This is my prog rock block, and I will name it prog rock block.
Prog rock block.
I like the oven. I'll stand by.
All right. Thanks.
Hello. I feel like I'm talking to you like in a...
Yeah, I'm in the next studio. And I'm down the block.
Sorry. I forget.
So there will be a pro...
Oh, I have to take a bong rip for Curtis.
Oh, yeah.
Want to give us a teaser of who's going to be in this prog rock block later?
Teaser of the bong rip you're about to
give us two bands. Just name two bands that will be being played.
Blotted Science.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Asia?
Trash it.
And Voivod.
Well, I like Voivod. I was actually going to make a joke.
When I put this prog rock block... Wait, hold on. Let me see if I can
block of rock.
Say it yourself.
Prog rock block.
No. No.
Don't ever go on Echo again.
Yeah, that did not work.
Sounded like, I like it.
Sounds like Gollum. Wow.
Tonight I got him, save my precious. Do it for us.
Prog rock block.
Sounds like a megalodon.
Megalodon is an underwater animal and does not scream.
Sorry. Mothra.
How would you know? Are you ever underwater to hear it?
Yeah.
No?
It's space.
We're getting philosophical now. Do it again. Let's see.
I don't want to do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, give me the echo and I'll make fun of you.
Okay, wait. Okay.
Test.
Okay, so on my prog rock block, those
that
are the
was
bands.
That was impressive.
So they're just two.
No,
take
a hit.
420. This is the lion.
Uh-huh.
It was. Roar!
Guys, give me a little heads up.
Well, no, I did it for you.
Roar. This is the lion.
All right, I'll do it again.
Roar. This is the lion.
I swear I hear Rob every time I hear that.
Yep. Roar. Well, he found
not
it.
Not in like a mean way. I just mean like he's got the same intonation.
He did it about 400 times. What's this? This is from your playlist?
Oh, my God.
We're already in the music break.
I said tease it. Don't play the whole fucking thing.
Wait, you're holding the bong. It's going to spill all the water out of it.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Oh, my goodness. Put it down. Just put it down.
It's chaos.
Oh, that water looks like a
but it's
like
420.
Chicken broth that had like a beach diaper soaking it.
Oh. If you do anything on 420, it's change your bong water.
Pterodactyl.
Godzilla. Chaos in here. Might as well be Godzilla fucking running.
We go to the music break.
Well, we've got a caller.
Okay.
No, that's Jenny.
Oh,
that's
why
me.
Are you calling?
Why are you looking at the phone?
Because you said you were too high to look, so I figured I'd be the responsible one. Goddamn it.
I'm too high to turn my head left.
No.
Sometimes I forget.
She almost dumped the whole bowl out onto the fucking.
Well, it just would have went on Sid.
Oh,
great.
Smelled
amazing.
So
you would have all been smoking off of Sid.
Yep. You have to take like a tomato juice bath.
I know. Third one this week.
Yeah.
We could turn Sid's pocket into a bong, dude.
Sound like Matthew McConaughey.
Who do you?
I feel high just by sitting next to all these motherfuckers.
I think you probably have a little contact.
I do
at this
not.
Point.
I get no contact high. I have an immunity.
See,
I need
to sit in the middle of it, just getting passed back and forth.
Yeah.
You get like this.
It's true. I'm far away. Okay. So
do we want to hit that music break?
I think we should hit the music
we
break
do?
Because this is chaos.
Yeah,
because
didn't you make a long one?
Well, let's do two short ones
yes,
today.
Yes, that would actually work
right.
perfect.
Yeah.
We'll take cigarette. A little break. We'll come back around 9 o'clock and start hour two. And then.
Oh, no.
Oh, for God's sake.
Okay.
Let's go to music break right now.
Okay, so we're going to – I'm going to turn off their mic.
Right now.
Let me talk it up.
Oh, my God. All right. All right. Professional. I'm just kidding. I don't care. Professional
fine.
DJ. Go. Let's hear it. Let's hear the serious
No, I wasn't going to DJ it.
You said talk it up. Let's hear your BJ.
No, I just want to say what I'm going to play.
All right. So let's hear your DJ. This is your resume. Go.
Well, now you're just putting a lot of pressure on me.
Good.
Can I pick the song?
No, I already picked the song.
Weezer.
Well, we got a time cue. Make
believe
there's an actual program manager.
He's...
Oops.
Hip.
Okay, here's Weezer.
That sucks.
Yay!
Fire. Yeah.
This is Chuck Blandington. Remember when sideburns were cool? No, neither do I. Sorry, Rob. You're listening to the Metal Injection live cast. We'll be right back.
psychotic mode is the scriptural times of the subconscious brain that could be my best time to heal somebody's mind. A waltz, a dance, or an exposé of time to want a person to be put in a happy state of mind. Looking for a happy state of mind, buying a waltz is like a list of dance. Psychotic waltz, psychoanalysis, psychism, where you're looking and searching for the things of time that you would want to have done. To remember for the goodness of time is my end.
Hello. This is your announcer, Chuck Blandington. You're listening to the podcast that could solve the Middle East crisis, cure cancer, and get healthcare for every American. If they weren't so busy making penis and fart jokes, it's the Metal Injection Live Cast. America. This is Chuck Blandington, here to wish Noah a happy birthday. And what will I be getting you for your birthday? Same thing I always do, 2 hours alone with my rock-hard metal cock. Now please stop calling me.
Thank you, Chuck. Chuck still has some affection for you.
So there's a little bit of a drama going on off the air between Darren and Jenny.
Wait.
Absolutely
was,
no
you
drama.
No drama, you troublemaker.
What?
Before we do that, can I just talk about my prog rock block?
What did we hear, Noah, just now during the break?
That rock block was inspired by a really great book that I've been reading called Mean Deviation.
Uh-huh.
That talks all about the history of progressive metal.
Mm-hmm. It was a prog rock block.
Do it again.
A prog rock block.
Can you do it as that black guy?
Into the mic.
Can
which
you
black
do it
guy?
As a...
Bill Cosby.
No, the other one.
The prog rock block.
Yeah. Morgan
Freeman. Danzig.
I don't know if
no,
it's only three
Morgan
words.
Morgan Freeman
like,
and with the thingy.
It won't really come
me,
out through three words.
But it makes me
I can't. No, I can't. A prog rock. See, it won't work because it's only three words. Like, I can't get the accent in.
You're not even trying.
I already know it won't go over.
Yeah, because Morgan Freeman needs to make long
statements.
Yeah,
that's the whole joke is, like, he just stretches every word out and it's like a 10-minute sentence each thing.
Actually, I guess you would say that Morgan Freeman is progressive.
He starts every sentence with sometimes. Sometimes.
Freeman.
In the chat, Shankletown says, is a prog rock book 10,000 pages with most of it being boring filler?
Zing! I actually liked that prog rock block. I enjoyed it.
I loved
so,
it.
Noah, what bands did we hear? And songs?
Okay.
DJ it up.
We heard... we didn't really start with Weezer. That was a joke.
I really thought Weezer was coming on. I was like, they're progressive? Since when?
No, it wasn't Weezer.
I got all
it was...
excited.
Someone that is more forward-thinking than Weezer.
They probably do commercials for Progressive Insurance.
And he goes by the name of Devin Townsend.
Okay.
I swear that was a Godsmack song. You're lying.
I
was unmiked this whole fucking time. And I had some good zingers.
I'm sure that we picked you up from Jenny's microphone since you guys are so close.
Oh.
So close.
Since everyone loves Devin Townsend, I feel... Oh, go ahead. Finish your list.
Okay, and
after.
Then is a bit... And then. And then was a band called Blooded Science.
You're fired from Sirius.
I never said I wanted to be a DJ.
We're taking
Sirius.
Back the certificate.
They won't... They can't take that back.
We
That's
are
mine.
Taking it.
You can't take
You're
that away
me.
From me.
It was just an email.
No matter out. What they take from me.
And then I played Death. I played Vacant Planets, mm-hmm. which is from their album Human, which Paul Masvidal and Sean Reinhart were on.
Of Cynic, the great
from
Cynic.
From the great
fame.
Cynic. It's pretty sad.
I guess I must have heard the other Cynic, the not great one.
I've never heard a Cynic.
Well,
in my life. You're a lucky man.
Mm-hmm, I know.
After Death was a band called Psychotic Waltz, and then after them, I played Cynic.
Oh.
Just for you.
Sid, so, did you even know Cynic was on?
I think somebody in the chat mentioned it, but I had my headphones off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right. You were listening.
He never participated.
You were sitting right next to me. You saw that I had my headphones off.
He knew Cynic was off. I was on, and that's
I was busy trying to stir shit up between Darren and Jenny.
Which was a complete failure, because there was no beef whatsoever.
You seemed a little bit offended.
What? About
what?
The beef?
About
no,
what?
No. Well, because Jenny and Noah were texting. And then I said, I asked if they were texting about me because they were being very secretive. Uh-huh. And then she said, we've texted about Sean and Rob and sometimes Darren. So Darren's like, I don't even want to know what you're texting about me. It's probably terrible.
Yeah. And then she said, oh,
hey.
I don't even remember anything I texted about you. Probably nothing.
We've
and
never
I said,
texted about Darren.
I said, good.
No,
I hope that you didn't text about me because it would probably be hard.
Yeah. And then we went on the air.
And then she
and
said,
like,
why?
Oh.
Yeah, why so do you think? To... But why do you think it would be horrible?
Because you're a horrible, mean person.
Darren,
she pinched me again. No, I don't think you're a horrible, mean person. I'm kidding.
Yes, he does.
I'm very, very.
I really
sweet.
Don't. I don't. I give a mean streak, but I don't.
I
think
take out all of my aggression out
person.
On children at work, and that, and then it leaves
and
me.
And dildoing men's assholes.
Yeah.
No, she uses household products for that, okay?
Like there's in her house, a dildo is a household product.
She puts a Glade plug-in in the guy's asshole. And then the whole house smells nice. It's a win-win.
Just a Brita water filter.
Yeah.
Just
by the way, everyone loved that Devin Townsend song so much, I felt like I should play another one. Here it is. Sid, this is for Sid.
Nice.
It's a video, though, so there's some ambient.
You can't fast forward?
Sure, I'll fast forward.
kill the joke, but.
Oh, it's like a 40-minute fucking intro, you fuckers. All right, you know what? Never mind. It was going to be Godsmack.
No.
I stand alone.
That's exactly what the Devin Townsend song sounded like.
So you were listening.
I heard it through the head friggin' door.
Aha!
That wasn't Cynic, though.
Why does every Godsmack song talk about piss and stuff?
Does it?
I piss on you.
He has a pee fetish.
Yeah. What's up with that? You want to make a song about it, though?
Piss. Didn't he just put out like a rap battle song? Like it was like a diss track about somebody? No, Godsmack. About,
you're asking me about Godsmack? Don't look at me.
I
don't know.
I thought you were a giant Godsmack. They're pretty progressive.
Don't they have like a whole serious channel probably?
Oh my God, this video's from the Scorpion King and they have The Rock walking around.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't know that. That's hilarious. He's just in the middle of doing something and like you just see The Rock come on the screen. That's totally unrelated.
Wow.
We have a phone call.
I didn't see that.
Who's on the line? What would you like to say? We have Godsmack here in the studio. Do you have any questions?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Who's this?
Luke. Oh, it's Luke from Australia.
Hi, Luke. How you doing?
Hi, Luke from Australia.
Why am I going to call screen people if you're not going to look?
I did not know you were calling.
I thought we only call screening when we have like a band calling in or something. Why do we need it now?
Then I feel useless.
What are you talking? You're more useful than any of us. You're the only one with interesting stories anymore.
And weed.
And weed, right.
Yeah.
Hello, Luke.
What's up, Luke?
What's on your mind today?
Okay, well, I got a joke for you if you want to hear it. I mean,
it's a bit offensive. Rate on a scale of 1 to 10 how offensive it is.
Offensive. It depends who you are. I mean, are you from the South?
No. South Brooklyn.
Okay, it's not.
You mean South Australia?
Okay. All right, go ahead.
I'm from West Australia.
That's why I'm making jokes about people from the South.
Okay, so...
Aboriginal.
Let
them talk.
These three rednecks are standing in a barn, and they're looking at this pig's ass, and one of them says, I wish that was Britney Spears' ass. And then the other one says, I wish that was Kim Kardashian's ass. And then the third one says, I just wish it was dark.
I like that.
I didn't get it, really.
What? You got it. You're just playing like a diss on purpose, right?
Sorry, really. But I'm so stoned at this point.
Do you want to explain the joke? He just wants to fuck the pig. He wishes it was dark.
Yeah.
So people would... Yeah. If Darren was there, that would have a different meaning, that joke.
That's what I thought. I thought you wanted, like, a tranny woman.
He wanted a black pig.
Yeah. Did you say tranny? You wanted a tranny woman.
You want me to be saying tranny.
Are there any tranny trannies? Do those exist? Is that a website, Darren?
Brazilian has a lot of shemales.
Darren.
That's not tranny.
That's what I know.
Yeah, but I'd assume then that South Latin American, South American kind of culture. There's a lot of...
I don't know. Not the same country.
By the way, Luke, I really like the way you say arse.
Continent.
Pig's arse.
I was expecting arse.
No, that's British.
Yeah, we don't say the R with a lot of emphasis. It's like weird.
The pig's
ass.
I love it.
You say ass.
Yeah, we say ass.
Yeah, there you go.
Well.
You can say it the right way.
Well, most Americans would say ass, but we say ass because we're from Brooklyn. Ass. It extends even more.
Yeah.
What? Tushy? Tushy. Jenny asked me to say tushy. How about Morgan Freeman saying tushy? Tushy.
What about pussy juice?
Pussy juice. I need my echo for that. This is the voice of God.
Say, he squeezed her nipples lightly.
He squeezed her nipples lightly.
And then penetrated her from behind.
And then penetrated her from behind.
Luke, do you have Morgan Freeman in Australia?
What?
Me? Hey. Oh, of course we have Morgan Freeman. He's from Bristol. He's like my favorite.
Well, everyone loves Morgan Freeman.
Kidding. Well, I don't know if they had him in Australia.
We have everyone in Australia. We're not like little...
Send
them
back.
Even though we're on our own, we're not retarded.
No?
What about the didgeridoo? That's kind of retarded.
Yeah, he's pretty retarded, but that's only the Aboriginals. I'm white, so I can call it retarded.
Really? We totally thought you were a black dude. I'm shocked.
Didn't Metallica do a song with a didgeridoo in it? Seriously, I'm not even kidding. I think they did on that Reload.
I think you're thinking of Peter Gabriel.
You know what I call that song? A didgeridoo.
Yeah. It's that one with the woman saying the things at the end. She goes, ah-da-da-da.
Oh, the memory remains.
Yeah, that was Marianne Faithful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I always thought it was Tom Petty.
Oh, Jesus. Oh. I don't know who that's more insulting to. I think to me, somehow. I've heard that.
Yeah, I always thought it was Tom Petty doing this.
It does sound like Tom Petty.
And it looked like Tom Petty.
No!
Slightly better.
How dare you say that about Marianne Faithful.
Marianne Faithful, when she was younger, was really, really pretty.
Well, in this video.
No, no, it's just...
Yeah. Well, this was... And this was
the old snatch.
But this was already...
They called
like,
me in high school.
Wasn't that like 15 years ago already that album came out?
Yeah, something like that.
So she's like 15 years more advanced into snatch.
Is she not dead by now?
Is she? I don't know.
We'll
get our interns on that, looking that up.
Thank you.
I don't know. She was hot enough to turn gay Mike Jagger or Mick Jagger.
What do you mean to turn gay?
Well, she did.
You know, he was gay.
She was married
she
to Mike Jagger,
him.
Too.
Mike Jagger. Mike Jagger's words down at Jiffy Lube.
She's still alive. Marianne Faithful. She's still alive.
Okay.
And she's 65 years old this December.
So she was only in her like early 50s then?
Yeah.
God damn.
Mm-hmm.
She was a fucking mess.
She looked
horrible. Like Tom Petty.
She was born in 1946.
You're older than my mom. Younger than my mom.
Yeah.
Wow. How come my mom's not on any Metallica songs? What the fuck, Mom?
Well, she's better than Marianne Faithful.
Get with it, Mom.
Your mom should get
with
it.
Isn't your mom the one that's like, we did it?
Ow!
His mom is not Ja Rule.
Are you sure about that?
Ma Rule.
Ma
Rule. That was a didgeridoo.
Louder!
The whole life is a didgeridoo.
Oh, how dare you! I don't even know what that means, but I'm offended.
I'm offended. I'm not even Sid.
That was actually really good, Noah. I got to give you props.
Thank you. Sometimes I have them. Sometimes.
By the way, Mike Jagger just called in. He said, stop talking shit about him.
Oh my God, we still have Luke on the line.
Hey, Luke, what do you think about didgeridoo?
Hi, guys.
You got any more jokes?
Well, I have another one, but it's kind of a sick people fucking animal one.
Go
for it.
Let me turn.
Okay, I'll tell you my joke.
Go ahead.
So this guy walked into a bar and he said to the bartender, "Oh man, I'm so gonna lose my doctor's license," and then the bartender said, "Oh, why?" And he goes, "Because I fucked three of my patients." And then the bartender said, "Oh, don't worry, my brother's a doctor. He fucks his patients all the time." And then the man stares at the bartender and says, "But is your brother a veterinarian?"
Oh.
Yeah, I saw that coming.
That was bad. Nice. We had a letter.
Yeah. He lost my attention.
Come on.
By mistake.
Do I get a goodbye music now?
During passing.
No, you're still on. You're still on. You got one more chance. I don't know. So far, before you start, your hit to miss ratio is way better than Pizza Destroyer.
Oh,
you're one out of two.
It's all in the delivery, though, with pizza. Yeah.
So if you tell a bad one now, you'll sink below him. He's around 40%. So you got to tell a good one now. Go.
Give us some wallaby humor.
I don't know anymore, man.
Shankletown
asked me to say, "That's not a knife. This is a knife."
Well, that made me laugh.
Yeah. Didn't Paul Hogan defect back to Australia because of tax evasion or some shit?
Tax evasion just because we didn't want him here anymore.
Oh, I love the Paul Hogan. Are you kidding me? I own Crocodile Dundee on DVD.
That was a long time ago, sir.
I don't know why you would tell people that.
I loved it. I loved the first one. Fucking loved it.
Keep it to yourself.
No. Listen, I'm about to move to Australia because of this fucking poker shit, man.
I thought they like resolved that today, no? I heard
resolved
posted
it.
Something
oh,
on Facebook.
I hope so. What did they do?
I'll show you.
Yeah, basically, just to give the quick recap, they seized Full Tilt and PokerStars and all that, all the big websites.
That's so Luke.
And we have a call on hold, but I'll get to that in a second. But oh, we don't? Okay, never mind. Goodbye, Luke.
Jokes and
see you later.
Listen, we're doing a live show here. You know, it's tough. But they declared all those sites defunct, and they ceased their operations in the U.S. So that's like 25% of my income.
Wait, that actually happened?
Yeah. You go to the Full Tilt website, it's just a big FBI logo. They just seized it.
Shit. Why?
But they're still operating because, like, they all their servers are in another country. They're in, like, the Isle of Man or something. And so they operate their website outside the U.S., so they can't shut down their operations, but they shut down everything they have inside the U.S. So, like,
so if you're in another country and logged in the website, you can get on.
Right, but I have, like, $6,000 on the site that I can't access, you know? And it's not gone. Like, I go on there and I see it. It's still there. But, like, you can't do withdrawals. You can't do transfers or anything.
What if you drove up to Canada and withdrew?
You can't because I have my account is on file with them with my address. Oh, and it's, like, it originates in the – I'm just waiting to see if something happens. And if what I keep reading from legal minds online and everything is that it'll get resolved eventually. They will give you money back, but it'll be heavily taxed by the government, which is fine. It's better than losing the whole fucking thing.
Well, sure, but like, still, they take like
$36
Yeah, right.
But the whole reason,
like a 42% cut.
The whole reason they do this in the first place is because there's a casino lobby in the U.S. and they don't want competition. They eventually want to get into what's up?
Don't most casinos have lobbies?
Big ones somewhere. Yeah.
But do
they grease the?
That was also a didgeridoo, by the way.
They grease the politicians, and you know, so they go after online stuff because Full Tilt and all that isn't taxable. You know, you can't, like, why should I go on CaesarsPalace.com or whatever if they decide to have online poker and play with them if I have to pay tax on it versus Full Tilt? So they want to get rid of the competition or whatever. So it's retarded.
Well, there's so many of you that are using this as a job. You know, didn't you think it was just inevitable when the government was like, okay, people are working, doing this and working, so we're going to have taxes.
I have no problem paying tax, but there's no, like, there's no framework for me to even do it. Like, there's no, like, I withdraw less than the taxable amount anyway when every time I withdraw, so that wouldn't be paying tax.
True.
But, like, most people do pay, like, I'd say not most, probably, like, a good 40, I've read online, 40% pay taxes on their earnings, like, big winners do. So it's, like, it's all a bunch of fucking smoke and mirror bullshit. They just want to shut those sites down.
And they want to try to wring money out of wherever they can.
It sucks. But I really hope you're right, Sid. I don't know.
I forwarded you, I emailed you.
Oh, okay.
What my buddy posted on Facebook.
It's not like a prank, right? Like,
no, I didn't read the whole thing, but it seemed like it was some kind of positive news about it.
Oh,
so
that's good.
You all read right. It and I don't know what any of it means.
I'll check it out when the show's over.
All right. Or during the music break.
Oh, yeah. We are doing another music break shortly with more prog rock. More prog rock.
Can the first one be a rock block and this one be a block of rock?
No, it's your
but
block.
But it's not really a block of rock.
Why? What? How
the
is it not?
Prog rock block.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Like a plog block of rock.
A plog? Can we play with plogs? Could it be a pog block?
A pog block.
Pog, yeah. No plogs.
Sid's back in pog form. Why am I echoing a little
bit? I don't know what the hell's going on.
I have no idea.
You're not echoing. You're just really high.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, that's true. There you go.
No, I'm just drinking.
Sure.
Anyway. Gigolos.
Oh, yeah. Oh my god!
That show is so gay.
Yes,
but
I have to say though that after we watched that show, I took a nap the next day during the day, and I had like this crazy dream that one of those gigolos was plowing me, and I actually came in my dream. Like I had an orgasm in my sleep.
So he was that good?
Except he had Rob's face.
Oh.
No, he did not have Rob's face.
Rob was there watching.
He had Rob's back fat.
Oh, be nice.
What?
He
I'm
had Rob's butt hair.
Rob specific. Well, that's good because then you can grab onto the butt hair and pull him into you more.
Is that what you would do, Sid?
He strikes me. Wait, does he have a very, very hairy ass crack? Because I know you've seen it a lot.
He's hairy everywhere, so I assume.
I feel like Rob's ass is more hairy in the crack than on
the
cheek.
Like it looks like he has a wide, dark crack, but it's
he
really
just
dark.
He gets so many dingleberries.
It's
like a shit filter.
Naked, hairy body.
But he loves the wet toilet paper things.
Because of that, probably.
Yeah. Oh.
You
get
have
all
that
them.
Much ass hair, you wouldn't need those wet toilet paper. Anal
forest.
Now, I have not, you know, the only real.
Like,
naked men that I see is if I watch a porn and the, you know, but I mean, like, you're with men, the two of you. Is Rob more hairy than most men, do you think?
I like hairy men.
I like
hairy men.
I'm
not asking what
too.
You like. I'm saying on average.
I feel like Rob wouldn't be hairier than like Scott Ian.
Right. But is that like let's say 10 would be like an 8 man and like 1 would be completely shaved. What
I would,
would
say Rob is probably an 8.
I'm going to say
or
on
7.
Scale of a 12-year-old boy to Robin Williams, he's probably like a 7.
But see, I feel like Robin Williams wouldn't be the 10 example. He has a lot of hair, but I don't think he's like the most hairy guy on the planet, though. I've seen like guys at the beach with just a shirt of hair.
Or those kids with the werewolf faces.
I like this conversation.
Well, I think he's like a 7, but I definitely like hairy guys.
What do you like about it?
I don't know. It's
very masculine. I don't like when men shave their legs.
Like, look at this.
No, I
no hair. Yeah. No hair at
See,
all.
It's so.
Like a girl. I have more
so
hair
feminine.
On my chest than you do.
When you have,
but I trim it to this unruly diamond that you see before you.
Isn't that one of your favorite bands, Noah? Unruly Diamond.
Yes, actually.
Because if I didn't, I'd have this fucking chest hair bat signal on my chest and look terrible.
I don't like hairless guys. It freaks me out.
I'm not hairless.
Yeah, guys should not shave their legs ever or arms ever.
And I got a question.
Or
now,
even like fade it or whatever you call it.
When you
fade my arms and put steps in it.
When you know. Have intercourse or any kind of relations with a guy, mm-hmm. does this serve any functional purpose or do you just like looking at it?
Like, can you grab onto it?
Like, I know, well, like not what you could do, but what you actually enjoy doing with the hair.
I like pulling it.
Yeah, you
can pull on it, but it's I don't know.
It's just to look.
Weird.
It's just this aesthetics,
conversation's
right?
Weird.
Well, what
I like the
have
way
you been
looks-
on a show before?
This is weird. It's kind of funny if you're like, if a guy that's really hairy is rubbing up against you, it's almost like a little barrier of.
It keeps you from touching his skin.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
But yeah, it's kind of hot to pull it and rub your fingers through it. I've seen some really gross, hairy, sweaty guys, and I would never want to touch them, but...
But you like hairy, though. How is that?
It doesn't mean that
I
if
don't
you
like
have 10 hair...
Hairy.
10 hairy is no good.
I don't
That's
like
too much.
Fluffy back hair is gross.
Yeah.
What about tops of the shoulders?
Oh. That's...
I like it. It's like the football gear.
If it's
like,
that it's real... If it's real fluffy, it kind of grosses me
I got
out.
Like a fro, like right there, and then no back hair below that.
I have some wax. We could take care of that.
I don't like it. I don't have a fro. I don't like altering my body.
Yeah, I have to trim off the fro.
Other than when you... Yeah.
No, I didn't want that either. I was forced to do it.
You were forced? You were not forced.
I had a choice between...
Cleaning yourself.
No, bullshit. No, I clean myself every day. But I had it stuck in the closed position, so I couldn't fuck, I couldn't jerk off, I couldn't do anything. So I had to either slice it off or
Wait a
never
minute,
have
it
sex.
Just got stuck like that
yeah,
one day?
Yeah, it's a medical condition.
That's
called
crazy.
Phimosis. It just happens.
And that happens, it just closes up your
yeah.
penis?
Yeah, I got lucky that it took till age 30 because, you
How
know,
did you pee?
It was, like, it wasn't stuck completely closed. It was
did
like
it fill up with pee?
No,
and
like,
then
a,
to, like
no,
like squeeze
no,
it?
No, a half an inch. Oh, it was like a half an inch down when it's supposed to retract like a few inches.
Oh.
Do you?
I thought it was like in a cocoon.
Do you feel more regret because you had your circumcision so late in life,
no,
or do you feel
I
like
I wish I had it back?
Right.
Yeah.
It sucks, right?
Piece of you.
Do you think if you had it as a baby, it would be better because you wouldn't know the feeling?
No, because I would feel violated. I would feel like somebody
yeah,
did that
I
against
think.
My will.
If I have boys,
I
I'm
wanna...
definitely not going to circumcise them.
Oh, and I'll circumcise every single one.
No.
You're a filthy being.
You should let
that
no,
be you personally.
I'm
sir.
Not
Let's
filthy.
Snuffle up against Liv.
I'm not filthy. That's the reason that I want that shit cut the fuck off.
There's nothing
smell
dirty.
You know what?
It
doesn't
disgusting.
Smell. Reach in there and clean that
it
in the shower when it's a baby.
I mean, listen. How
oh,
many
you
un...
Get, you didn't get mung all caught
Never,
up in there?
Never, except the
on.
One time I told you when I was sick for 2 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. And it
well,
was,
that's
it was
it.
Not out of your face.
Well,
listen. Like your face.
If you're circumcised or if
Sean,
you...
Sean, you're so passionate about
you're
this.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, how many uncut penises have you smelled to say they stink?
He's from Illinois.
A lot.
He did for multiple
yeah,
years.
That was my first job.
No, you... Your any body part that you don't wash for 2 weeks will get disgusting and smelly. It's not
being circumcised, I feel that makes dick cheese.
Magma.
Mung. Let's go with mung.
We need to bring back dick cheese. That's
but
funny.
Circumcised penises get dick cheese as well if you don't wash them.
Mm. Where?
I do not.
Have you ever not washed your penis?
No. Yes. I've never had. Not long enough that it would have dick cheese.
Right,
well,
long enough that it would
where would it come out of?
I don't even know where the dick cheese would come from.
Around the the ring underneath
no.
the helmet.
The mushroom cap?
Underneath, between your head and the shaft of it, there's a little access
area. No, it's getting
area.
Really aroused.
There would be cheese?
Underneath.
I know.
No, there's no
around.
Underneath. It's just like it's like one of those Nazi motorcycle helmets. You know,
right,
kinda
but
like,
there's not a little piece of
cheese. Yeah, but I mean, there's no space. It's just like
there's absolutely, if you get an infection or something that you'll get a little.
Well, if you get chlamydia or gonorrhea or shit, you're going to have some mung spraying out of there, but it's not going to fucking. Give me a fucking break. Where on the helmet is just going to hide along the edge like a fucking.
Well,
like
that's
a
if
scoop
you don't
of ice cream.
But I took
tell
showers
you from
every
experience,
day.
And don't, I don't even want to hear comments. Shut up, Sean. Because I worked
you have the
for
floor.
10 years at a doctor's office, and rarely did we see a kid with a problem.
Mung.
And most
Which
of
kind
and
of
it
kid?
Was a very
Are you talking about cut or uncut?
Uncut kids. Oh. And we had a lot of that because it was a very ethnic.
And you always era. Demanded to attend those.
No, but it was a they were babies, so we saw
well,
them
no
naked.
Shit, disgusting,
man.
Jenny.
Someone's washing them. They're not gonna fucking walk around for
No. Like babies through age 18.
Oh. Well.
You know?
I mean maybe they washed up before they came to the fuck doctor.
Hello, ass. I'm saying
Hey, miss, will you clean my mung stains?
Yeah, right.
Oh, miss.
Peel back my folds and just peel it out.
Oh. I've never seen a black uncircumcised penis, but it probably is really, really yucky.
How many black penises?
Eat that dick cheese, yo.
What?
How many black penises have you seen?
In real life?
Yeah.
Just Jermaine's.
Oh, really? Oh. Did you kid your class?
Yeah.
But that wasn't a fully developed one.
You had sex with two black women, but no black men.
No.
Wow.
Yeah, you're not. Didn't we already talk about this? You're not attracted to black men, right?
No, I'm just not attracted to them. I've seen lighter skinned black men, and even dark skinned black men that I'm attracted to, but it just that are good looking, and I see and I appreciate their sexiness, but it just doesn't attract me.
Did you fuck Usher?
No.
Really?
Rob, you could sell that jacket. Sorry, Rob.
What about Kanye?
No.
That's it. That's all I know.
Sorry.
No, his jaw is wider than the top of his head. That's weird.
Al B. Shore? Would you fuck Al B. Shore?
Kanye.
Know.
No, Kanye's head is like a trapezoid.
Esther Roll. Fuck Esther Roll.
Yeah, she likes black chicks.
No.
J.J. Evans.
No.
Dynamite! Yell that out as he's busting a nut.
Biz Markie. Would you fuck Biz Markie?
What about Jaleel White?
We're just going to name every black celebrity in history.
Wait, did we already say, we said Jimmy Walker?
Yeah. Oh, well.
The closest black person I would fuck is the president.
Oh.
No, well, B.J. Armstrong.
Half.
I wouldn't.
B.J. Armstrong?
The point guard for the Bulls.
Really?
He was just a normal guy.
He sort of looked like Urkel, too. Yeah. He was a point guard.
He was a baby face. No, Jordan was the point guard.
Well, point for
if I fell in love with a black man, then I guess it would have to come to the point that I'd have to sleep with him, but...
Make it sound like such a chore.
Yeah. Falling in love with a black man would be easy, but fucking him...
Body.
I feel the same way about a feckle.
Ruin your
what?
Body?
What does that mean?
Holy shit.
I've been with, big white men, and I don't know what, a big black man...
Well, who's to say that the black man you fall in love with is going to be a big black man?
Yeah.
Find a little black man.
Christ.
Like Gary Coleman.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want
Fucking
listen,
corpse.
Emmanuel Lewis is still alive.
I've had sex with black women.
Undig him.
Jazzy Jeff, he was pretty small.
Yeah.
Many black women have told me
Chris Rock?
That not, like the myths about black penises are very exaggerated.
Oh, no, big time, because that's all you see in porn.
But
that's
they probably told you that just to make you
porn.
Feel better about yourself.
Why?
Because why would they say,
no.
yeah, your dick is the smallest I've ever been with.
But
black
even,
guys are way bigger.
But girls, but first of all, how do you know my dick is the smallest that they've ever been
with? Well, that's what I'm saying. Even if it was, they would never say that.
But what, I've heard it from girls that didn't even fuck, though.
Did it come up?
Average.
Did you fit it all in the belly button?
I never, honestly, never measured my penis in it.
Oh, come on. Every guy has measured his penis.
I'm not insecure about it at all.
Well, that's not an insecure thing. I just want to fucking know.
I don't care.
Okay, so average. How do you know it's average?
I mean, to me, it's not where it's small enough that I'd be worried about it being a performance issue.
Okay.
And it's not huge like a porn star.
But how did it come up, black guy penis size, with these girls? How did that come up in conversation?
How did it come up here? It just comes
so
up.
You do
talk.
Podcasts with girls?
Yeah.
You hook it up with.
But our podcast is like just friends sitting around talking, though. You know, stuff comes up.
I suppose, but you make it seem like it's come up with multiple people.
I also sex talk women a lot to try to get in their ass, and sometimes I'm not successful.
Ew.
But we have sex conversations.
About black penises?
Look, I'm not intentionally like
they
I don't.
They do role play.
Yeah.
Darren,
I'm making it sound
black.
A lot more.
Can we do a bastard? Can we do a bastard piece theater with some of your cyber sex?
Bastard, sure. Bastard, if I have, I don't know where I would.
Theater.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Next time I'll just
say tweet.
One.
That's for Twitter.
Twitter.
I don't mean I sit there and go, yeah, baby, take your towel.
Out of his
so
mind.
Wait, Darren, do it again.
You kind of talk
yeah.
to them.
Take off your brassiere, my dear.
So you kind of talk to them to see what they're.
I flirt with
are
them. You don't. No, like no, not like that.
Let's
like
give
a,
us an example right now. Jenny, you be the black girl.
No.
Darren, you be
I
the.
I can't.
Darren.
Jenny's like a sister to me.
Do you wish
Sean,
my.
Sean.
Okay, Sean, you be the black girl.
Yes, Sean, I want to fuck.
Okay, we'll do this. All right.
Do you want me to
hey, baby.
No. What?
Hey, baby, what's going on?
I'm not attracted to you at all. Hey,
what's
baby, what's going on? What the fuck? What do you think, I'm talking to like an old black mammy? What the fuck was that? I'm not dating Butterfly McQueen.
I tried to picture that I was wearing like 8-inch heels that strapped up to my knees.
Oh, for Christ's sake. I think you should just go home with that and just don't involve me in it at all. Just enjoy it in your mind.
I want to be busting out of the seams of everything on my
collar. For Christ's sake.
But thinking I'm the hottest thing in the room while I do it.
I'm completely out of flirt mode now. My penis is completely flaccid at the moment.
Wait, so that's what you say to girls when you go to King's Plaza and that works?
No, when I go to King's Plaza,
my penis is completely
just,
flaccid right now.
You make it sound like I just go there to meet girls. Like, I go and shop, you know? And
there are totally kids just flaunting it all over King's Plaza.
Yeah, they really are.
And Noah refuses
it's
to
the
go.
It's the mall in Brooklyn, King's Plaza.
It's the mall in Brooklyn, and when we were younger, it was the most disgusting mall ever.
More disgusting
but
than that Target in fucking Atlantic Avenue?
That's
10 times more disgusting.
10 times more disgusting, but I don't think it's that. No, I don't even go there. You're right, but
looks like like Mad Max in there. Or Haiti.
Wow.
Well, I'm not. Okay, Japan.
Have you been
sorry
to King's Plaza?
No.
Oh,
just a fucking Target in Atlanta.
Oh,
whatever.
Target,
they
huh?
have like Macy's and stuff, and if you have to go in there quick to get, they have legit stores, so you go in, but
yeah.
There's totally forgot what it was to be a teenager and just hanging out at the mall. Ugh, and it's ridiculous,
yeah.
And they all are dressed like tramps, and just they're in mobs.
Well, it's very ghetto. It's very ghetto. It's not representative of black culture as a whole. It's like very low class.
It's definitely not a mall that people usually envision when you say mall.
Yeah, I know a guy that used to call it Martin Luther King's Plaza.
Yeah, exactly.
It's gotten better.
Yeah, well, listen, you know.
Darren knows
times
there
they are
every
changing.
Weekend.
Yeah, to get ass, get laid. I try to go pick up numbers.
So where's like the best place? Do you go to like you know?
I don't have a best
like
place.
Like the FUBU store,
yeah,
Claire's, or you know like Church's Chicken. Which where do you go?
I don't know.
The WIC check distribution office.
Next time you call someone racist, Sid, we're gonna pull that.
Oh shit, man.
Hi, they're high-fiving over their racism.
What?
I don't
this one's saying Heil Hitler, Hitler, Hitler for a half an hour before.
What?
You have a song!
WIC stands for Women
that's
in Crisis,
song.
Right?
There's not a Hitler
does
song.
Does it?
I think so. Right?
No, it's like welfare or something.
I think it's Women in Crisis.
Really?
Let me see. I
think so, right?
Yeah, that's right Women now. In Crisis, right?
Don't yeah.
Trying to
elude
colors. That.
Come on.
What's the majority?
Well, Darren knows. He always waits outside the office.
Yeah.
The abortion clinic, too.
You know, all my well, listen,
these
they're ready
are
to
easy.
Start
yeah,
again, right?
Chicks are fucking easy.
Oh. The pizza chicken place.
Well, if they're at the abortion clinic, you know they're not pregnant.
No, it's chicken and waffles.
I propose we just delete this whole...
Yeah.
Just take this MP3 and...
Nope.
Look what you started, Darren. Yeah.
What did I start?
Okay, we'll take it all back and be like, is it the Yankee Candle?
Yeah.
Is the Yankee Candle or even...
We're going to get some Zycon B and spray down this MP3, and it's never going to see the light of day.
Oh, Jesus.
This is a low point in this show.
No.
All right. It's the special supplemental nutrition program for women, infants, and children.
Oh.
WIC.
No,
that's not as interesting to me as women in crisis.
Well, I'm actually disappointed. I thought you could come up with something way more offensive for a WIC.
But that's actually a little grand. Like grand, because
I know, but I wasn't kidding. I literally thought that's what it meant.
Oh. Sid was just ramping up.
Sometimes, like, broads just trying to figure out, like, how to tip at a restaurant would be a woman in crisis.
I like when Sean smokes weed. He's way funnier. Oh, man.
Really? Are you saying he's not funny when he doesn't smoke, Jenny?
Because I'm only drinking.
That's unkind of you. How dare you?
It's funny.
Should we conclude your rock block, Noah?
Yes.
Sure,
this
if you
is
really
chaos.
Want to.
Yes, this
block
is chaos.
A rock.
We need a palate cleanser.
Okay. So we're going to start with Voivod.
All right.
Okay.
It's a little Voivod.
All right.
On the Metal Injection lap.
Yeah, say that. Say that.
Okay. I did.
Wait, didn't we already say... Fire, the snow is our engine.
This is Chuck Blandington. Pop quiz time. What has got 10 eyes, 2 breasts, and no foreskin? It's the Metal Injection live cast.
Fire!
kill brother, spilling blood across the land. Killing for religion, something I don't understand. But on the other hand, if Rob plays one more fucking faint song, there may be some violence. The Metal Injection live cast returns now.
That is very appropriate. Very appropriate because it's Pesach. And that song is about Pesach.
Wait, did that song come before or after Passover?
Which one?
That song.
What, Holy Wars?
Did it come before or after Passover?
I don't know. It happened a long time ago.
I don't know what you're asking me.
If they wrote the song before or after.
Well, Dave is kind of old. It's not about the Creeping Death is about Passover, but that song is just about Israel and other shit. Israel and hiding. Hello, everybody. It's the Metal Injection live cast. We're winding down the show. Been a lot of offensive stuff said today.
Yeah, Sean.
Hey, now.
And see, I'm only supposed to have two beers, not three.
Yeah, listen. And weed. You smoked weed. You became a loose cannon.
I
saw some object in your mouth.
Sean, your dad's not in the chat anymore. It's okay.
Oh, yeah, okay. Then I did. That's all right. Yeah, I did.
Did you do it or not? I'm serious.
Yes, I did. Yeah. As long as my dad's not in the fucking chat room.
Oh,
yeah,
I didn't know. I didn't know. I'm
so
sorry.
Right now.
Wait, isn't your dad Crazy Eyes?
Yeah.
We could take that out.
I see him in the chat now. Right?
I didn't know, Sean. I apologize.
Wait.
I'm just kidding. He's not there.
I'm sorry if I blew you up.
No, you didn't. If he's not in the chat, that's fine.
Your dad should be choking up anyway. It's 420.
He used to a lot, but we've already talked about this. It's just like I don't smoke in front of folks. They know I'm a smoker, but I just don't want them to see it. Like they know I smoke weed, but I don't want them to listen to me smoking weed. But,
okay, so just do it off the mic.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean. Talking about it and all that bullshit. It's just like I'm an alcoholic, but I'm not going to like sit in front of them at like 8 in the morning drinking a beer. You know, but I don't know.
What about when you're taking a shower?
Only when I shower with my folks do I drink a beer. My dad did make me shower with him when I was like 2 years old.
Mm-hmm. Is that all?
Yeah.
Well, you want to talk about
what are you insinuinating about his father?
Yeah.
Jeez.
My dad's a good dude. He's a good dude.
He looks exactly like you.
Yeah. He's got a Metal Injection t-shirt he wears all the time and everything.
They're like
double. I showered with my parents too when I was young.
Really?
Yeah.
Explains a
lot.
Did
anything happen?
Nothing.
Isn't that how you teach your kids how to wash themselves?
Well, aren't you supposed to put them in that little,
you put them in a tub.
The only one who's saying something's wrong with it is you. You're the one that said he went in there and got diddled.
Yeah. That did not happen.
No, but it's probably somebody else. When we were saying what we were saying, he was not in there.
Oh, are you sure? Okay.
Yes.
No, he wasn't.
He was under the name Ken Pierce, though. He wasn't there.
Your dad is Ken Pierce.
Ken Pierce.
Sean.
He is. I thought it was weird when Ken Pierce kissed me on the neck when we hugged.
It's not weird. It doesn't
Did he take your picture after?
I don't know. Is that what he does?
I don't know.
When I was walking away, did he just snap away? But no, every time he hugs me, he kisses me on the neck. It's weird.
I know. He does that to everybody.
Does
really
he do it
weird.
To you?
I haven't seen him in maybe like a year and a half.
Mm.
And I think he knows what I think of him because when I did see him the last time, he didn't do that to me.
Then he did it to Elise, too.
I know. He did it to Justina.
Oh, man.
Really?
And Justina's really short. That's a tough maneuver.
And I saw it. Oh,
how did she react?
She was, like, frozen. Like, her soul just left her body.
Oh.
She was mortified.
It left her cynic t-shirt and everything and just...
Yeah, the clothes just dropped to the floor and her soul just flew into the sky.
Like Shang Tsung.
I've never heard Ken Pierce speak, but in my head he sounds like an older Metal FIFA.
Really? No, I thought of him as like a...
As a website so we could get Red Gourd merge.
Red Gourd merge. He's into the me.
Noah, can I have a giz?
I feel like one day he's going to try that and then the girl's going to be totally enthralled with him. And, like, he's not going to know what
to
do.
And it's not going to be a girl. It's going to be a tranny.
Right.
You think?
Exactly.
Or a tranny.
I don't know. We must have mentioned this at some point when Lonnie was on the show, but one of his coworkers lives in a building where Ken Pierce is on the co-op board.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
He's on a co-op?
Yeah.
Not like a job or something?
No,
now,
it's like a ritzy kind of thing.
Okay. The first order of business on the agenda is...
Like, they get to decide who gets to move in and shit. They have, like, a whole meeting about it and crap, and you have to meet
That's
everyone.
That's what Ken Pierce does.
As long as they let me giz them, I don't care. They can move in at any time in the future, point in time.
Is Rob trying to have a good relationship with him? Or are we able to meet make fun of him?
Do you think Rob meets his relationship?
Rob tells all the time, don't make fun of this person because
it's Ken Pierce. I mean, are you open to neck gizzing? Is that something you would not be opposed to? You're in. You get the abatement.
Suddenly, Hasidic Jew.
Ay.
Okay.
Well, who owns co-ops, really? Let's be
Architects.
Really?
They're called Garkitects.
Yeah, get it right.
Pay the price.
That was a dingle don't.
Is that a
dingle don't? A dingle don't.
It was a didgeridoo, you dipshit. And was that a salute your shorts reference?
Yes, it
very
was.
Good.
Fucking A. Donkey lives for life. I kind of look, when I was younger, I looked like Budnick, man. If I like grew out like
that
a shitty mullet.
That does not shock me at all.
What's Budnick?
Budnick is, you ever seen Terminator 2?
You ever seen Different Strokes?
Mm-hmm.
He was a little
redheaded kid. Terminator 2, he was like the kids, or John Connor's
in
best
Salute
friend.
Your Shorts, he was a big Steve Vai fan. Mm-hmm. That was like his thing.
He's the redheaded kid from Terminator?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, he was on Different Strokes, the little kid.
Yeah,
he's a little kid.
Yeah.
He was the other kid that almost got molested.
Right. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
No, that's Shavar. That was Dudley. Mm-hmm.
That was everybody on the show.
No, that was a little black kid. That kid was in white.
Yeah.
Remember when they went into the city and got taken by some stranger?
Man, they loved that plot.
The bike guy.
Yeah.
No, the bike guy was dirty.
That was a two episode show.
He had his hand in my pants, Mr. Drummonds. What
take
do
some
I do?
Photos and take your shirt off.
Yeah. Oh, that was the creepy one with Gordon Jump from. WKRP.
It would suck to have to call the people that you live with, Mister.
Mister Drum. No, they called him Dad after a while.
Yeah, after three seasons.
No, it was like the second season, I think.
No,
Mister D.
Mister D.
That was right before Kimberly had bulimia.
And before Jesse Spano had the addiction to pills.
What was there was one episode where like one of their maids was like epileptic, remember?
They were all about teaching.
Yeah.
It was all about learning.
Tonight on a very special Different Strokes.
Do you remember when Nancy Reagan came?
She just happened to come to
their
house.
Different Strokes and epilepsy had anything to do with each other?
Oh. No,
the maid was just having some different strokes than everybody else.
She had a stroke and she got epilepsy.
Yeah,
right. Well, because they had the maid that freaked out and had the epileptic fit, and then I think Mrs. Garrett came back for an episode.
Oh, really?
And then, what's her face? The girl was like making fun of it, and Mrs. Garrett got very upset.
The teenage girl?
Yes.
The one that became
so
like
you do not make fun of that. That is a serious condition.
And then they had
one
a very
end up
special...
dying from like meth or some bullshit?
Yeah. Dana Plato.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it meth?
I don't know. It was something.
I thought she killed herself.
Depressing.
No, it was definitely an overdose. It was definitely an overdose.
Okay. An overdose of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Too much fun.
So.
I love that. Kept
by the way,
didn't she die in like a dirty trailer outside
her
mom's
house? Yeah, she was like a prostitute
house.
And shit. Like,
let's find out. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah. Is Willis dead or is he still
alive? No, he's still alive.
I'm reading the celebrity boxing.
He's going strong.
He's like the only one that's still alive. It's amazing.
Is Mr. Drummond still alive?
Conrad Bain?
Yeah.
No,
really?
Probably not.
Wow.
He has a twin brother, by the way.
Does he?
His twin brother was on SCTV once. They're getting real obscure now.
Really?
Yeah. No,
and they wrote a whole episode around him being an alien from outer space that came down to impersonate Conrad Bain.
Wait, what was the group? What era was it? Was that Rick Moranis?
Yeah, like the beer guys,
right.
The Great White North, and Joe
Strange
Flaherty.
Brew?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Movie. Here's Dana Plato's death.
You were just going to play like, smell your
you're going to hear it?
Out of fact. Plop.
Another weird movie.
Her last interview. Sorry.
At a very young age.
Her last interview was on the Howard Stern Show.
Mm.
Let's see. The next day, I'll just go ahead. Plato and Menchaca, that was her manager, I guess, were returning to California. The couple stopped at Menchaca's mother's home in Moore, Oklahoma, for a Mother's Day visit. Plato went to lie down inside her recreational vehicle parked outside the house and subsequently died of an overdose from Vanadom and Lortab. And you know what those are?
No.
Can I interject?
Yeah.
Sleeping pills?
That guy was her pimp /dealer /husband.
Yeah, because I know that she started to prostitute a bit, but like escort kind of thing on the side.
Tag team partner.
Her death at the age of 34 was eventually ruled a suicide.
34,
so.
That's it.
Oh,
God
really?
We're both right.
I mean, overdose good. Suicide. I mean,
good. What the
yeah,
fuck?
I
why?
Mean,
why is that
you
good?
All she did for you.
Seriously.
Why is that good?
If you're living like that and...
Maybe she could have been helped. I mean, you know, she had a lot of money at some point.
I don't
think
so.
At some point.
I mean, sure, she had some friends with money if she worked in children.
True.
Anyway.
Jared Coleman.
I don't know if we're already over time here, but yeah. Luke sent me a private message.
Uh-oh.
Saying he wanted us to thrash or trash an Australian band. So I thought we should do it.
Fine.
It'll be quick. I know you'll all probably hate it.
Is it Men at Work?
No, but it is Australian.
Toto?
And it's called...
Fresnel Romb?
We Are the Emergency. We Are the Emergency.
I'm the only one that knows.
Ready? Here it is. Oh, should I play the intro first?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Where the fuck is it? There it is.
Let's just go around the table and do it.
Or trash it.
Trash it or trash it.
Trash it or trash it. Trash it or trash it.
No, say it sexily.
Thrash it or trash it.
Thrash it or trash it.
Trash it.
Right, now we're ready. Okay. Was that really necessary?
No.
All right, this is We Are the Emergency. The song is called Oh, Knees Don't Bend the Other Way.